This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Maxwell, VK5AC, has been busy. He has now checked over the 40-odd handheld radios belonging to Generation Gin Jazz. There are a few that are missing antennas or are no longer working, but the ones he has checked have full batteries and are ready to go. We are not sure at this stage if they will need to purchase more, as a few years ago we had 80 of these UHF-CB handhelds, but roughly half have quietly disappeared over the last few years. In addition to all of this work, Maxwell has offered to check over the VHF 2-meter handhelds that members will be using for our part of the communications network when the event happens in the first week of May. Kate, VK5FKLY, is our representative on the Generations in Jazz Volunteers Committee, and we are eagerly awaiting to hear from her when our members will be required to attend and how many of us will be needed. Peter, VK5BE, has volunteered to draw up the roster of members. Thank you, Peter. The car rally season is almost upon us again, and in fact our first rally was to have been held on the Saturday night of the Generations in Jazz event. Luckily, because many South East Automobile Club members also help out at the Jazz event, we were able to get it put back to the following Saturday night. These night rallies are always good fun, as long as the weather is well behaved, of course. A good number of our members enjoy these events, as a campfire and a few yarns are always welcome. Work is also ongoing on our new club trailer, and Nick, VK5NJS, is planning on building and installing the operating desk and a few other bits and pieces over this weekend. We will be using the trailer when we participate in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day contest. At this point, we will be activating from Lake Leek near Glencoe. Our participation will be low-key one, as we will be viewing it as more of a club social event rather than an out-and-out contest where we are all out to win, try and win. We hope to ease some of our newer members into operating portable and to the contest scene in a relaxed and casual way. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam, VK5GA for Wison South Australia. Upcoming events for Wison South Australia. Next Saturday, the 14th of March, the special general meeting to vote on the new constitution and bylaws. All currently registered Wison South Australia members are encouraged to attend in person to vote. If you are unable to vote in person, there is a proxy voting process that will be supplied in the email sent out to all currently registered Wison South Australia members. If you haven't received an email, please check your spam folder or email the secretary at secretary@sa.wison.org.au. This meeting will be held at an alternate location to the normal Wison South Australia meetings. It will be held at the RAF Association Mitcham Branch, located at 150 Bel Air Road in Hawthorne. Doors will open at 9 a.m. with the meeting starting at 9:15 a.m. We are still looking for volunteers for the following events: Friday 24th, Saturday 25th, Sunday 26th of April, Rally Heartland in Burra. Please go to rallyheartland.com.au/volunteers to register your volunteer interest as soon as possible. Sunday 10th of May, Gorge Rally Sprint, Northern Adelaide Hills. Please go to rallysa.com.au/events/Gorge-Rally Sprint to register your volunteer interest under the officials option. If you aren't a registered member of Wyson South Australia, there is no cost in becoming a member. If you wish to volunteer your time for any of the events mentioned, you can contact the Wyson South Australia Events Coordinator at rallysa@sa.wyson.org.au. A text copy of this information will be posted on the Wyson South Australia Facebook group and vk5.au forum with links to the different events, and some of the volunteer registration links will be there also. Cheers from Adam, VK5GA, on behalf of Wyson South Australia.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up this week, we want to thank Rob, AI6VN, for his excellent presentation yesterday regarding his work with wideband SDRs, looking at Doppler shift on signals like WWV, which can be used to study various space weather phenomena. It was great to be able to connect with such leaders in their fields of amateur radio. We also want to thank everybody who participated in yesterday's fox hunting event. AREC now holds its monthly fox hunts on the first Saturday of the month at 2 p.m. These are open to everyone and start from the Victoria Park wetlands off Beaumont Road via South Terrace in the city. Both the foot hunt and the following car hunt were a lot of fun. We again thank Tony, VK5AH, for taking on hiding the transmitters for us this month. Next, a reminder that AREG won't be holding a general meeting on the third Friday this month, as our hall is being taken over to run a state election polling booth. We will, however, be back in April. Instead, we're taking the team portable out to run a station in the John Moyle Field Day contest over the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of March. Look out for Victor London 5 X-ray on air over that weekend. Finally for this week, some news from Project Horus. We're planning two test flights this month, one on Sunday the 15th of March and one on Sunday the 29th of March. These will be small test flight payloads without chase teams, and we'll be flying modified radio sons that will be broadcasting the new Horus V3 telemetry data. The aim is to get more people updating and testing their receive stations for the new telemetry format prior to our next heavy launch in a couple of months' time. We plan on fully converting to Horus V3 telemetry after these March test flights, so this is an excellent chance to upgrade your receivers and get some testing in beforehand. Details on the club website, www.areg.org.au. That's all from me this week. Till next time, 73 from Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Saturday afternoon was our meeting of the North East Radio Club at the Modbury West Community Hall, and we had a enjoyable sausage sizzle and a lot of conversation, and a few of the members brought along some equipment, and we're demonstrating D-Star, and all in all it was a good afternoon. So thanks for all of those who came along and made it all very worthwhile. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be next Friday the 13th, and it will be at the Modbury West Community Hall. And we're going to have a very good lecture by Roger from Motorola, and he will be telling us all about the Barrett communication system. And of course the usual refreshments will be available, and get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And of course the Saturday afternoon meeting for this month will be on Saturday the 28th of March, and it's going to be a members test equipment show and tell day. So bring along all of your good test equipment and show us what it's all about. Everybody will be very interested. So I hope to see you there. Get there at 2:30 p.m. At the Modbury West Community Hall. And of course the usual regular things are on at the Northeast Radio Club. The ever popular Wednesday morning coffee club is at the Tea Tree Gully Library. So come along and enjoy a brew or two and have a good chat with everybody. And then of course on Friday afternoons on the Link Repeater Network at 5 p.m. you will hear the F Troop. Well, that's it for this week. I hope everybody's enjoying the fine weather. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.